Caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati, who is participating in the United Nations General Assembly in New York, met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In an interview with the French daily Le Figaro, he said that the state is the main culprit in Lebanon's economic collapse. Caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati said to the French daily Le Figaro on Tuesday that the state is the main culprit in Lebanon's economic collapse, not to mention the culture of corruption and waste within the civil service and the lack of reforms. He added that Lebanon has all the means for its resurrection and that it is up to the political class to make it possible. He also urged Parliament to approve the reforms proposed in the 2023 budget bill, a crucial condition for signing the agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, so that confidence in Lebanon gradually returns, and the country regains its financial standing. When asked about the profile of the future president, Mikati described the profile to be in line with the constitution. That means that he must be accepted by all parties, stand above the fray and act as a referee. He added that it would not be logical nor reasonable to elect a president who would antagonize Hezbollah. According to him, the Lebanese people have no problem with Hezbollah's political dimension, adding that the formation's paramilitary and security apparatuses, combined with its regional role, have gradually become a subject of polarization, even division, and a source of fear for many Lebanese. Asked whether Lebanon could recognize the State of Israel, Mikati replied, "A peace initiative was proposed to Israel in 2002 in Beirut by the Arab Countries United. If negotiations begin on this basis between Israel and the Arab League, we will be open to discussion, knowing that Lebanon already has an armistice agreement with Israel. I am a pragmatic man and we need peace, stability, and prosperity in the region. I would be willing to consider the peace initiatives that would enable Lebanon's development and preserve our noble causes and our legitimate rights, while respecting Security Council resolutions," of course, Mikati concluded. Guterres. On the sidelines of his participation in the 78th session of the UN General Assembly in New York, Mikati met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The Secretary General underscored the continued commitment of the United Nations to supporting the Lebanese people, according to a press release issued by the UN. Guterres expressed appreciation for Lebanon's generosity in hosting Syrian refugees, while highlighting efforts to find solutions for safe and dignified returns. Mikati and Guterres also discussed the importance of Security Council Resolutions 1559, 2004, and 1701, 2006, and the contribution of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, in maintaining stability.